China, Joe Biden's extreme MAGA speech proves he has no courage to face a slew of fiascos. By Francis Martel on November 4, 2022. China's Global Times government propaganda outlet predicted a poor performance for Democrats in next week's midterm elections, fueled by President Joe Biden's incompetence and his insistence on delivering remarks about alleged threats to democracy, which is branded as a distraction from real issues. Nationwide polling, particularly in the country's most contested races, is showing American voters shifting by wide margins towards the Republican Party. A poll last week published by ABC and the firm Ipsos found that inflation and the economy are the top issues for as much as half of independent voters and 73% of Republicans nationwide, consistent with other surveys. Polls have repeatedly shown those issues, as well as crime and immigration, to be of most concern for the average voter. Biden has largely chosen not to address them during public appearances in anticipation of the elections. The Global Times, which typically uses American elections to malign the entire concept of representative democracy, has for weeks been predicting that Biden will personally be responsible for major Republican gains in the midterm elections. The state-run publication regularly declares that allowing citizens to vote for their preferred leaders causes chaos and division, resulting in uncivilized states. In contrast, totalitarian communism produces harmony. The argument goes, as the leadership disappears any divergent viewpoints or ideas. The newspaper has previously emphasized the key role that inflation will likely play in the elections. In October, the Global Times referred to inflation as a fatal weakness for the Democrats because the poor state of the economy was a direct result of Biden's poor performance. On Friday, the outlet cited Chinese observers who pilloried Biden for repeatedly delivering addresses referencing the January 6, 2021, riot and alleged threats to democracy, rather than discussing inflation or crime. The focus of the article was a bizarre speech Biden delivered this week at Union Station, a transit hub in Washington, D.C., in which he argued that voting for Republicans threatens the very soul of America itself. "We must with one overwhelming unified voice speak as a country and say there is no place for voter intimidation or political violence in America," Biden asserted, failing to mention several violent attacks by leftists during the midterm elections against Republican candidates and their staffers and instead referring to the January 6 Capitol riot. This week's speech followed a now infamous address in September in which Biden, surrounded by ominous blood-red lighting, railed that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards and proclaimed that not voting for Democrats would result in the demise of America as a whole. Core issues for midterm elections should still be the domestic economy and people's livelihoods. But talking about the threats to democracy to rally voters is a trick for Democrats to shift public attention, analysts said, according to the propaganda outlet, pointing out American public's increasing dissatisfaction toward the current administration. One such analyst, a regime-approved expert identified as Lu Xiong, told the Global Times that Biden's speech proved that he had no courage to face up to domestic messes. "Democracy is the fig leaf to cover incompetence of the current administration," the newspaper quoted him as saying. The Global Times went on to list a slew of fiascos that Biden has presided over that he has not addressed, opting instead to discuss extreme MAGA Republicans. The Chinese publication blamed Biden for the poor handling of Chinese coronavirus, the embarrassing withdrawal of the U.S. military from Afghanistan, and the recent record-hitting inflation. The Global Times concluded that Biden's inability to address any of these issues and the fact that Americans are allowed to disagree freely about politics shows that the U.S. political system is a failure and cannot address what Americans really care about. W. Hal Biden and the Democrats hope to win voters by amplifying threat of opponents and their supporters to U.S. democracy. The recent chaos of U.S. politics once again highlighted the deep division of the two parties and in the U.S. society, the newspaper asserted. The People's Daily, the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party, also weighed in on the midterm elections on Friday with a political cartoon depicting American voters under storm clouds reading inflation and rising crime, while Uncle Sam says, "We are building a better America." The cartoon appeared to be opposing the concept of allowing citizens a say in how their country is governed. In China, citizens have absolutely no input in how the Communist Party operates, and most party officials also have no influence, forced to take orders from totalitarian dictator Xi Jinping. According to a Monmouth University poll, the most important issues for Americans are inflation, crime, immigration, and jobs and unemployment, the People's Daily observed. However, U.S. politicians have not responded directly to the American public's priorities during the election campaign and didn't even mention issues such as crime and immigration. It seems that votes, and not the issues that concern voters, are what U.S. politicians care about most. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.